Half a billion people around the world right now have diabetes, and this condition is a major risk factor for chronic kidney failure. Researchers in Perth have now developed a test which is able to predict how likely it is for a person with diabetes to go on to develop chronic kidney disease. Our longtime science correspondent Chris Smith is adjunct professor at Murdoch University. He's also the managing editor, of course, of the Naked Scientist radio program, and he joins us for a special cross from Perth, where he's one of the speakers at the annual Science on the Swan conference. Chris, welcome back. We miss you.
Hi, Fran. I miss you too.
How's it going there?
It's been fantastic, actually. Science on the Swan's a terrific initiative. It's actually been brought together by five of the main universities in Perth, all working together to bring people from across the world who are authorities in their area and from across Australia who are authorities in their area. So I've been very privileged to sit and listen to some really spectacular lectures this week.
We've spoken recently on the program about the incidence of kidney disease. I mean, it's an incredible number of people who suffer kidney disease and don't even know it. Therefore, if they don't know it, they don't treat it. How do you treat kidney disease, Chris?
Well, at the moment, not very well. The problem is that with half a billion people currently with diabetes and the rates of obesity spiralling around the world, and obesity is one of the biggest risk factors for developing kidney disease for various reasons. And in fact, half of all cases of chronic kidney failure that you see in first world countries like the US and Australia are caused by diabetes. Mm. This means it's a really high priority because chronic kidney disease is in the top 10 of the world's leading causes of death. So if we can anticipate who is at risk, then actually we can intervene sooner in those people and we can hopefully change or divert them away from that course onto a less severe outcome, or hopefully prevent them from getting kidney failure at all with the correct management. But the problem is that the tests we have are archaic and not very good, and they're very, very insensitive at picking up those people who are at risk. And that's where this new test, which has actually been pioneered by Proteomics International, Richard Lipscomb is the managing director and founder of that company, and he presented the data showing how they have now come up with a new test which is at least twice as good as what we had before.
So this is a Perth-based company. They're showcasing this at Science on the Swan. What is this test? How does it work? And how accurate is it?
Well, it's a first in many ways, a first of its kind and a first to achieve this. But it's very elegant how they've done this. They took a group of people who have diabetes, and of those, there are people who have severe kidney problems, there are people who have mild kidney problems, there are people who have no kidney problems. Taking small blood samples from these pools of people, you feed those samples into a machine called a mass spectrometer, which can single out, identify and quantify every single chemical which is in the blood of these people. And what they've been able to do is to extract a chemical fingerprint which predicts those people when those particular chemicals are present at those particular levels mm-hmm. that the company have identified. It will predict those individuals who are most at risk of developing chronic kidney disease quickly. So it can identify those who are going to get an accelerated course of renal failure. And those are the people who we want to focus on with various interventions, get them to control their diabetes better, control their blood pressure, optimize their management, which could then reduce the risk of this happening. And when you do this, so they're looking at, they've got three biomarkers in the blood. When they integrate with those, the patient's age, their cholesterol level, and their existing kidney function, they've got a test which is nearly 90% sensitive for people who are going
wow.
to be developing this problem.
And the next story you're going to talk us about is linked in a way, because one of the keys to reducing risk is to reduce obesity. A study by Perth's Telethon Institute has found a short dose of sunlight could help reduce obesity. What's the story?
Yeah, well, Shelley Gorman, who's a researcher at Telethon, stood up and then said, well, there was this study in, it's called the Melanoma in Sweden study, and captured in amongst the data of people's sun exposure and so on was how much they'd been exposed to the sun and how much weight they had or hadn't gained over the course of the study. And what seemed to be an interesting trend in that data was that individuals who got some sun exposure seemed to gain less weight than people who had lower levels of sun or UV through a tanning parlour exposure. So what Shelley Gorman's done is to develop a model of this situation in mice to try to understand how this is happening. So she's got mice which they feed a high-fat diet. So these mice are prone to gain weight. And some of the mice get a dose of ultraviolet radiation. This is not what we call an erythrogenic dose. It's not going to damage your skin. It's a very small dose of ultraviolet. She says equivalent to if you went out in the noonday sun for about 5 minutes and got sun on about 30% of your body, so it's in no way going to be harmful. But the mice that get this UV exposure gain a lot less weight. They are much less likely to develop diabetes, and they have lower insulin levels than animals that don't get this. Now, they did wonder, is this because of vitamin D? Because we know that vitamin D is made by the action of sunlight on the skin. So what they then did was to repeat the experiments, blocking the ability of the skin to make vitamin D with a drug, and they still see the effect. So whatever this is, it's independent of the effect of vitamin D. And actually, they think what's going on is that the ultraviolet radiation releases from the skin a chemical called nitric oxide, which is a signaling molecule in various tissues in the body. And either that directly or one of its metabolites then goes around in the bloodstream and targets various organs. It hits the liver and tells the liver not to become steatotic, so you don't end up with fat accumulating in the liver. It also can convert your white fat into brown fat, which burns calories and turns waste calories into heat rather than making you fat.
How fantastic. Wakes up the liver and speeds up the metabolizing. Chris, thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, Fran.
Chris Smith, and you can hear Chris and the Naked Scientist team, of course, here on RN at 10 o'clock this evening, or podcast them anytime, the ABC Listen app. Do I need to tell you again?